Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The wisdom moment today, the proverb we're going to share is in Proverbs 18, chapter 6. You know, wisdom, my goodness, throughout the book of Proverbs, there's a constant comparison between a fool and a wise man or a wise woman. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says that foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but it's the rod of correction that drives it out. And so, you know, all of us from children are born with just foolishness. You know, we're born with a sinful nature. And it's what you were saying now, it's the renewing of our mind, it's the washing mm-hmm. of the word, it's the abiding, it's growing in godly wisdom, not worldly wisdom, but godly wisdom that allows this foolishness to come outside of us, right? Mm-hmm. Well, in Proverbs 18:6, it says that a fool's lips bring him strife, and his mouth invites a beating. Mm. A fool's mouth is his undoing, and his lips are a snare to his soul. This is important. This is important because, mm-hmm. you know, there is a transition from a fool to a wise man or to a wise woman. But if you can't even identify, if you're offended by that, yeah. if you're offended by that, then mm-hmm. you got issues, because there's a transition that should occur, a transformation rather. And it talks about just the power of words, that a fool's lips bring him strife, the power of words. You know, words have an amazing ability to either build up someone or tear someone down. I mean, it's totally remarkable with just words, what words can accomplish. And you look at the presidential debate. I mean, you're seeing almost a war of words, yeah. a dialogue that's just being just broadcast on both sides.
Right.
And you can tell by when someone's speaking, if they're speaking from wisdom mm-hmm. or if they're speaking from foolishness, mm-hmm. because it's in them. And so they matter. They matter greatly. When you think about strife, because mm-hmm. a fool's lips bring him strife. You may have heard that word, but you may have not known what it means. It just means lack of agreement or harmony. There's disorder, a disturbance of the peace. It's a bitter conflict. And you look everywhere, it's just strife, 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 strife. Some people just carry strife with them. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're foolish. Maybe they're what the Bible, what the book of Proverbs would describe is as a fool. Because it's a pig pen of strife. Their life is in disorder. They're in disorder. There's never any peace. There's never any harmony. And they're loosing things with words. They're releasing words into the atmosphere. It's in the spirit realm. It's just like launching things all over the place. You know, mm-hmm. authority is exercised when we speak things out. God spoke the world into existence.
Right.
And it's just releasing all types of things. You're made in the image of God, right? So Proverbs 22 mm-hmm. says that drive out the mocker and out goes strife, quarrels, and insults are ended. Mm-hmm. And Proverbs 18:2 says that a fool finds no pleasure in understanding, but delights in airing his own opinions. It's like, wait a second, let's catch a clue. Mm-hmm. If you're always on the sharing end and not on the understanding end, you know, maybe we need to seek first to understand rather than to be understood. Mm-hmm. You got to dial it back, because a humble person trying to operate in wisdom is not just firing off 1, 2, 3 constantly, mm-hmm. you know, and it's bound up. Proverbs 23 says that 20 verse 3 says it is to a man's honor to avoid strife, but every fool is quick to call. This, I mean, is everything an argument?
Right.
So we're learning. We're learning that you got to get foolishness out. It's a trap. A fool's mouth is his undoing, and his lips are a snare to his soul. What he thinks, what he feels. The Bible says that out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man brings a good thing stored up in him, and the evil man brings the evil thing stored up in him. It's time to let go of these foolish ways. It's time to get those out of our life. It's time to abide. It's time to get the word of God inside of us that is breaking and chipping away all the foolishness, so that mm-hmm. God's wisdom would have a deep reservoir in our life and in our hearts. So when we do speak, we're speaking words of life, words that build up, words that encourage, and not words that stir strife in our home, family, business, church. It's time. It's time to let the wisdom of God flow. The word of wisdom, the moment of wisdom today is found in Proverbs 18:6. A fool's lips bring him strife, and his mouth invites a beating. A fool's mouth is his undoing, and his lips are a snare to his soul.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.